This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. The death of George Floyd sparked outrage in Denver and across the nation. In Grand Junction, more than 500 people gathered at the Mesa County Justice Center on Sunday in a peaceful protest. The event was organized by Grand Junction Black Lives Matter, Mutual Aid, and West Slope Anti-Racist Action. Protesters observed an 8-minute vigil representing the length of time that a Minneapolis police officer knelt on George Floyd's neck, leading to his death. They spoke about their experiences with racism and marched to the Grand Junction police station. Denver has seen 4 days of protests, beginning last Thursday. Following peaceful demonstrations that turned violent on Thursday night, state lawmakers suspended their work until Monday. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Lawmakers were planning to work through the weekend to balance a budget that's been devastated by the coronavirus, but the protests, which were in response to a black man killed by police in Minnesota, has interrupted their work. Demonstrators spray-painted graffiti on the Capitol building and damaged vehicles, including a truck owned by Democratic Senate President Leroy Garcia. Lawmakers also had to shelter in place after gunshots were heard outside the building. Democrats say they are stopping their work to, quote, respect the gravity of the moment. They also called George Floyd's death in Minnesota a senseless act of police violence that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Later this month, Ouray County voters will decide if their sheriff should be removed from office, and then they'll elect a successor if the current sheriff is recalled. Sheriff Lance Fitzgerald won the 2018 election by 11 votes, but has been the focus of controversy since last November when he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence by a Ouray deputy. In January, during a County Sheriffs of Colorado conference, Fitzgerald was involved in a domestic disturbance. A bipartisan effort to recall Fitzgerald was launched, and a vote will be held on June 30th to determine if he will be removed from office. Two candidates are running to replace Fitzgerald. On June 11th, there will be an online forum so Ouray County residents can ask questions of the two sheriff candidates. They are Justin Perry, former Ouray County Administrator, and Undersheriff Ted Wolf. For more details, contact Ouray County. As of June 1st, many restrictions and closures will be lifted around the state. Here's a partial rundown. The Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests opened a limited number of developed recreation sites, including campgrounds. Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park has reopened the North Rim Campground and part of the South Rim Campground as of June 1st. East Portal Road and Campground are also open. Camping reservations are recommended, and overnight stays in the Inner Canyon require a permit. The South Rim Visitor Center remains closed, although rangers are staffing an outside desk to issue permits and help visitors. At Curacane National Recreation Area, most of the Elk Creek and Stevens Creek campgrounds are open as of June 1st. Reservations are recommended. Rangers are staffing a table outside the Elk Creek Visitor Center. The Lake Fork Campground is expected to open by mid-June, and the Ponderosa, Dry Gulch, and Red Creek campgrounds will be ready later in the summer. Blue Mesa Reservoir and inspection stations are open for boating and onshore recreation, as are Morro Point and Crystal Reservoirs. In Montrose, the Community Recreation Center will have a limited reopening on Tuesday, June 2nd. Drop-ins are allowed, but the center urges everyone to make a reservation before coming. Only fitness areas and outdoor pickleball courts will be available, all other parts of the facility remain closed, including locker rooms and showers. The Bill Heddles Recreation Center in Delta is opening June 1st for Delta County residents only. The recreation center is open for workout and exercise use, but all common areas like the pool, locker rooms, and racquetball courts remain closed. Visitors must make reservations in advance for an exercise time. The History Colorado State Historical Fund is distributing more than $600,000 this spring to help preserve buildings and other historic landmarks in more than a dozen counties around the state. KVNF Scott Franz highlights three of the landmarks that are on the list.
The 4x4 Ranch near Fraser in Grand County was a welcoming sight for travelers who had endured the bumpy stagecoach ride over Berthoud Pass in the late 1800s. As they made their journey west, many would stay at the cozy stagecoach hotel.
Anywhere you look, great views, the Continental Divide, mountains, and everything.
Ann McCleave is a historic preservation specialist. The stage stop, she says, was one of just two in Colorado on the way up to Idaho Springs. and when it was made obsolete by trains and automobiles in the early 1900s, the owners decided they needed something else to get people to stop by.
What surprised us all was finding out it was used as a Ford dealership, and the man who owned it would just drive the, of course our Model Ts are not heavy big SUVs like we have today, but he'd just drive it up this ramp because it's a two-story log building.
When the dealership closed, locals held square dances in the barn. But in recent years, the historic site was starting to fade away.
It was sinking about 2 feet into the ground, and the doors, you could not open the doors because they were into the ground, and the roofs collapsed. So it was best we all agreed to dismantle the hotel and the logs, preserve them, put it back together.
And that's where the State Historical Fund is going to help. McLeave says a $35,000 grant will help build a new foundation for the hotel this summer.
Now more than ever, we have to remember our history, what has happened, what went wrong, and what went right.
There are also some lessons to be learned in southern Colorado, where Alamosa residents are trying to preserve an old department store.
So it's sort of like a little living time capsule, if you will. You know, it's all different eras represented in this building.
Michael Owen is the preservation expert working on the Bain building. The store was opened by the Bain family towards the end of the Great Depression, so they had to be thrifty and creative.
A lot of the materials were salvaged, so it's sort of a very unique building in that sense, that it has a variety of different materials to build this building, and that's actually a big part of its significance.
But Joe Bain's success didn't last very long. In the 1940s, he was convicted of selling stolen cattle meat, and he committed suicide the day he was going to be sentenced. Historians say the charges were fabricated. But Bain's legacy lives on because his old department store is now helping Alamosa's most vulnerable residents.
There's a great public good in what's happening in these stores with low-income housing, food banks, services for the homeless.
Owen says a $33,000 grant will help restore some of the building's exterior. And over in Custer County, efforts are underway to raise the profile of an old ranch that was created as a haven for people with asthma and other health problems.
The lodge was originally constructed in 1898 as the private residence of an Irish settler who sought the dry climate of Colorado for health conditions.
Jenny Dykeman is the preservation specialist for what ultimately became the Pines Lodge near Westcliff. She says the property's high-end architecture and stellar views of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains attracted visitors from around the world.
It seems like they came in mass, seeking the dry climate and the hot springs, in the mountains especially.
Dykeman says the grant funding will be used to get the lodge on the National Historic Register. Other areas receiving grants include an old grocery store in Weld County and a historic farm in Erie. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.